Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to another bite-sized political podcast on the platform. Thanks so much for supporting us. Thanks so much for coming here. If you can share it, that would be great. And of course, if you could become a patron, that would be even better. So I wanted to talk about, given how deadly the Omicron variant is being talked up by the media and politicians, even though it isn't, I thought it was interesting to look at the top five Omicron symptoms. Now, here we are in December. Before I go through them with you, as I start to talk about these, it might remind you of something else. It actually might. So here are the top five symptoms of the new deadly Spanish flu. Here we go. Runny nose, headache, fatigue, sneezing, and sore throat. There you go. Those are the top five. A runny nose, sore head, tired, sneezing with a sore throat. Now then, does that remind you of something? Because it does. It totally reminds me of something. Shall I tell you what it reminds me of? Yeah, the cold, the common cold. And there's a lot of common cold around in the winter months. And that's exactly what they're weaponizing. So the cheek that these people have that are running this scam is incredible. Last year, they weaponized the flu. This year, they're weaponizing, unbelievably, the cold. I mean, who has died of a runny nose? Who ends up in the intensive care because they sneeze? No one. It's extraordinarily unlikely to me that any of these symptoms would require anyone to be hospitalized anywhere unless they have some other very serious comorbidities, and then the hospitalization would be predicated on them, not on these symptoms. So, you know, if you've got a runny nose, blow your nose, get paracetamol. There's all kinds of things you can take for the cold. I've had the cold. I had it a few weeks back. All it did was I took a few paracetamols and a few Lemsips, and after 3 or 4 days, I was fine. It's a common cold, but no, the common cold has now been weaponized, and it is now the deadly Omicron, and it's fast spreading. What, a bit like the common cold's fast spreading? Doesn't matter. It's fast spreading. It's so transmissible. Yeah, but isn't that a good thing? I mean, I actually do think we should be arguably be having Omicron parties, because given that the vaccines that they're still desperately pushing cannot confer a degree of immunity that appears to last beyond, you know, 8, 10, 12 weeks, you know, a few months, and then it's all gone. But if you catch Omicron, and if it is a COVID-19 variant, then once you've had that, which should take about 3 or 4 days, whatever, you will be fine for life. Unless that is, they're now suggesting that no, natural immunity doesn't work anymore. I mean, it's worked really well for the entire period of human history, but since 2020, natural immunity, sorry, we just can't trust it anymore. It's too dangerous to trust natural immunity. So what should we trust? Trust these vaccines. Yeah, but they only last for 3 months. Yeah, but if you keep getting them every 3 months, then it's going to be fine, isn't it? And that's a better solution than trusting my own body? Yes. And there it is, folks. I mean, that essentially is the rabbit hole conversation that's going on, whereby the Omicron variant, which, as we see from all the evidence coming from South Africa in particular, is nothing to be scared of. In fact, it's something to be welcomed, because it's so much less, so much milder than Delta. And Delta in itself was so much milder than the Alpha and Beta variants that originally came out, right? So because it's so much milder, we should be encouraging it to spread as quickly as possible. We should not be vaccinating into this mild variant of COVID-19, if that is what it is. And yet that's exactly what we're going to do. So in the middle of the mildest variant ever, we're going to jab the hell out of people with so-called boosters, which will then lead inevitably to further decline and further waning. And that sets up the fourth booster for April or so of 2022, March, April of 2022, I think. So you can see the game that's in play here. They've taken something which is remarkably similar to the common cold. Remarkably similar. There's not one of those symptoms that you don't have if you have the common cold. And they're saying, no, it's not the common cold, you stupid anti-science, anti-vax bigot. No, it's deadly Omicron, and it's spreading so fast. We got to lock you down. We got to take away your freedoms and liberties. We've got to force you into masks. It's deadly Omicron. And again, this is now, we've now moved into peak hysteria. So here we are, a few days before Christmas 2021, and they've weaponized the common cold. They've weaponized the flu, and they simply seek to seed fear in everyone over this. It's absolutely appalling what is going on. That which is being done in the name of science is destroying science. Yes, there are some very honorable scientists, people like, for example, Dr. Peter McCullough, who being demonized, by the way, because they stick to actual science. But meanwhile, the actual fanatics are running around having a hissy fit over an alleged variant, which, as we know, seems to be the weakest ever. That's what the South African people are telling us. They should know. But no, the British government's not having any of it. And Joe Biden's not having any of it. And the West in general is not having any of it. They're using this virus with common cold-like symptoms just as another way to get more jabs into our arms. Remember, in all of this, the end game is taking away our freedom and jabbing the hell out of us. And that's exactly what they're using the common cold to do.